Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis of Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025, compatible device and plan required. For T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert. Because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This is just like us back in the day. We're sitting in the lanai. at the rented Fort Myers place, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. So I was talking. I said, you know, I one thing about, you know, we went golfing a couple times, and I don't really golf a lot, but I appreciate you were always very nice about inviting me to very nice courses, whether it's Fort Myers or whatever it was. But the line, and I probably said this to you last time I talked to you too, but it is such a good thing, man. The Spootinator. The Spootinator is like, the Spootinator should be that. If you didn't patent that, I know that you didn't come up with it. The muscle that connects the heart to the balls.
That's exactly right. Mike Mordecai started saying that in 03, and I mean, none of us knew what it meant. He kind of was saying it without giving any definition. And of course, Morty wasn't like the most friendly guy anyway to talk to. Yeah. You know, he was the old grizzled veteran guy, super nice guy, but just wasn't like very approachable. So nobody really asked him. And then, so he was kind of saying it down the stretch during the regular season, and none of us knew what the fuck it meant. And then finally, somebody got him to get up on the bus and tell us what the Spootinator was. And I think it was after we clinched the wild card spot, he finally told us what it was. And yeah, I mean, I still use it to this day.
Oh, so
when
good.
A buddy of mine misses a four-foot putt for a couple hundred bucks or something on 18, And I'm like, yeah, some people just don't have the Sputinator.
So who is the player that had the, I don't even know how to phrase it, the strongest Sputinator? Like, who had the strongest muscle that connected the heart to the balls?
Johnny Lester had a big one. I mean, which most of his muscles were big. I kind of feel like we're talking about his shower body.
No, we're just.
It's not something that's on the outside. You can't see it. You kind of have to see what they do, and then that's how you tell if they got a big one or not.
Well, it's what a perfect segue, man. I told you, I don't know if I'm supposed to even say this, but I did a interview for a documentary that's coming out on the 2007 ALCS because it's about comebacks. And I texted you. I said, man, I just spent like 2 hours making you seem like a god, which you were like.
I did an interview with those guys too.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. That's right.
And
that's
I think they got Mikey Lowell on board. Yeah,
oh, they did. Good. Cool. Yeah. So we're giving publicity. I think it's for Vice MLB.
It is.
But boy, man, that brought back awesome memories. And so, you know, we don't want to spoil the content, but, you know, whatever, who cares? But still, when I look back at that, and this is one of the reasons why it's pertinent now, because I just love when you have guys like what you were then, like what you were, this guy, get on my back, like the postseason. And when I'm watching these bullpen games, and they're bobbing and weaving their way through things, I'm like, you got to have a couple of Josh Beckett's, man. You got to have them, right?
Yeah, you got to get put in those situations. And, you know, people ask me that all the time. Like George Springer last night, I didn't get to stay up and watch the whole game because I went to bed. I did just the way I am. If I get tired, I try to go to bed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went to bed. It was first and second with nobody out. And then I go to bed and he hits the home run. And my phone this morning is just, I got like 30 text messages. Like, this guy is unbelievable. You know, he was with the Astros, obviously.
Right, yeah.
I grew up in Houston. All my friends are huge Houston Astros fans. And I'm like, you know, it's funny how certain guys end up in those situations and do well in them. And they continue to be put in those situations. And I feel like, and I don't know if it's divine intervention or just the way God works or whatever. You know, but like I continue to be put in those situations, and you know, I went out and made the most of it most of the time. I mean, I certainly think there was probably some other times where I wish I would have done better, but you know, it like I said, I really look at it like that. And like I said, it's funny you said that, because this morning I literally had that conversation with three or four different people about how it's crazy how the same guys end up in those situations, and then I mean, they just they know how to do it.
Dude, he has, I looked it up today, World Series, his OPS is over 1,200. Like, and it's not like just two games. I mean, I think it's like 14 games or something. But it's funny because you go back to 2007, like you did it, and you don't know until you know, right? I mean, sure, you were good in high school, but once you landed where you did in 2007.
I lost my last high school game. I remember
crying
on a bus talking about how I didn't think I would be able to win the big game, you know, because my junior year, honestly, we were good enough to win state, and we did it, you know, and I think we kind of felt like we lacked a little bit of talent. My senior year, we had a lot of those guys back. We thought we were equally or just as good as we were the year before, and I pitched 10 innings in my final high school game at Olson Field in College Station where the Aggies play, And I remember on that bus thinking, like, you know, and maybe I learned something from that about okay, I don't ever want to feel this way again. And maybe that's why maybe I in those situations, like, man, I remember how that felt, and, you know, letting your teammates down and doing all that. And so maybe that prepared me.
Oh,
more
man.
Than I thought
so
it
that did. I love this, because now you go to 2003. And so does that, when you're going through that, are you legitimately thinking about that?
No, but I think maybe in my subconscious, maybe I am, like,
because you weren't that far out of high school. Like, you were.
No, I know. Yeah. I mean, shit, I look back at videos of that and I'm like, I looked just like that when I was in high school. I might have had a little bit beefier legs, but that's it.
So when you're going through it, when you're you know, I don't know if you ever see it. I've referenced this all the time, the Kevin Costner for the love of the game, the clear mechanism, you know, like when you go back to 2003, before we get to like sort of what you did in 2007, do you remember this being like, hey, listen, I feel good, man. This is for me. I'm good. Do you remember that?
I think I only threw like 120 innings or something like that in the regular season. And a lot of those were down the stretch. I missed 6 weeks with a sprained UCL. And I did feel good. You know, down the stretch, you know, Jack McKeon was not one that really was worried about anybody's career. I mean, you could look back before me, after me, whatever. He wasn't really concerned about anybody's career. But – yeah, I mean, I did feel good, but I also had, like, I lost to Jason Schmidt. I think I threw seven, eight innings, but Jason Schmidt at that time was, I mean, he was the guy. I mean, he was the Jacob DeGrom of baseball. I mean, we went out to San Francisco, and he just, I mean, I think he had like 11 or 12 strikeouts. Like, I mean, it looked easy for him. He threw all fastballs, too, and it was just, there was no chance. So I lost to him. And like I said, I'm not really thinking about it, like, but maybe like in my subconscious, you know, it's like we lose 1 or 2 to nothing. Yeah, I still pitched good, and you know, I mean, it was definitely a good game. But then, you know, you fast forward, and I go to Chicago, the Chicago series, and my first game against Chicago, I give up like 6 or 7 in the first 2 innings. Pudge and I are arguing in the dugout, like yelling at each other every time guy gets on first base. He's throwing fastballs away, and they're fucking hitting them in the goddamn gap off me. And we get into it in the dugout about it. And I'm like, just call the, you know, whatever. And Jack McKeon comes over there, gets in between us. I don't remember what he said. But anyway, kind of calmed me down. Went back out there, ended up throwing 6 or 7 innings, giving up the six or seven runs that I'd already given up. And we win the game. And then and really in the playoffs, that's what it's all about. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like nobody looks at a box score to see how the starter did. They won the game. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. So, yeah, I mean, I think all those things kind of prepared me for that in 03. You know, I'd already been through a loss that I pitched good. I got a win that I didn't pitch so good. And then you go to game 5, and, you know, I still think, you know, everybody talks about game 6 against the Yankees, but like, honestly, my best game of that deal was, well, it might have been against the Cubs when I pitched in relief, too. I pitched 4 innings, but the complete game in game 5 was honestly probably my best game of those playoffs.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I think so.
Yeah, I was just looking up pitches, how many in that complete game you had, 107 pitches. So not crazy. I mean, but that's my point, is that you get a guy like you find that guy. Oh my God. It's like, that's like gold. Right. And you mentioned Lester. Lester was that guy.
It's just a stopper. It's like, okay. Like you said, you pencil it in, you don't write it in pen, but you write it in pencil. All right. And it really helps with those guys with the meetings, like the Terry Francona's and the Theo's and the Jed Hoyer's and all those guys sitting in that meeting. It's like, okay, we got this one. We know we pretty much know how this game's going to go. And then the games before it and the games after it, it's kind of it makes it a little, it shortens it for them to not have to worry about that. And you know, plans change, things happen.
Yeah.
But you know, it definitely helps with the planning part of it.
But you know, but you also know that you go into that, the other team knows you have to get through that guy. Now I want to go to 2007. Okay. So I'm going to repurpose everything that I said on that documentary. So my apologies to Vice, but
hey, Bob Uecker says, fuck it. Nobody's listening anyway.
But I said, you know, so you guys are down 3-1. There's the off day, and it's you against CC Sabathia. Now, obviously, Spin Force, Sabathia won the Cy Young. You finished second because the voting ends at the end of the regular season. So what's done is done. Sabathia wasn't good in game 1. You were good. But still, he's had this incredible year. You go into that game, there's an off day. And I think that everybody I remember in that clubhouse knew that you were pitching. Like, knew that you were pitching. Like, that was the thing that that you had going for it, and you win that game, you're going to go for this. Now, the media, I can tell you this. I said this. I've never seen more drunk media members in my life in that off day, man. Like,
really?
Walking the streets of Cleveland? Because
weren't we in Cleveland for like a week?
It seemed that way. Yeah, yeah.
We were there forever. We had like game, off day, game, off, something. It was something crazy.
But the way that, you know, no matter who's pitching, and also, again, as good as you were, Sabathia's pitching. So they're up 3-1. If a team's up 3-1, everyone's like, okay, whatever. It's the off day. Everyone is – I've never seen more people drunk. Like, in Roman going to the Winking Lizard in Cleveland and Roman, but then
there ain't a whole lot to do there.
No, but this again, this the Winking Lizard, it's the ballpark.
Have you ever seen the Detroit YouTube where it says their main export's crippling depression? Yeah. It's Detroit, basically. Like, at least we're not Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how it felt. That's kind of how it felt. But then so you you get in that game, and as you know, I'm sure you talked about, and I talked about. You know, Danielle Pack comes out, sings the national anthem, which, by the way, Ross Atkins, who is the GM of the Blue Jays now, was with the Cleveland team then.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And so I said, they asked me the question on the doc. They said, was this a plan by Cleveland to do that with Danielle? And I said, I don't know, man. Like, I know that Taylor Swift was supposed to do it, but it seemed pretty coincidental that it
right. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ross is like, no. I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyway, it was a great, by the way, greatest line. Again, this is you are, I'm not just saying this because you're here, but we say it all the time, whether it's Ian Brown of MLB.com, whoever it is, we say nobody's like Beckett, man, like in press conferences. Like nobody. It was. But that was a great line. And like, I just want to thank them for giving my friend a ticket or something.
Yeah. I mean, I still talk to her occasionally then. I mean, I don't anymore, but you know, at that time we'd still text or whatever. She was still a friend of mine.
But the weird thing was, if I remember right, it wasn't just a national anthem. They did God Bless America, where she's standing, you're on the mound facing her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they do that in between the seventh innings. Yeah.
But, and then, okay. And then another thing was the Kenny Lofton, where Kenny Lofton gets all mad and he's jawing at you. But here's the thing, and I said this also on the doc. Go back and look at that video. Kenny Lofton's at first base and you start jawing with him. I've never seen someone take a worse angle to a pitcher. Like, he basically ran into the outfield and walked around like he wanted no part of it, man. Like,
no.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that either. I remember Mike Lowell coming over and like no, like Mikey Lowell could not have got to me fast enough. Like, yeah, he was like, you're getting out of this deal. He goes, I don't care if I got to take the punch. Cause I mean, honestly, and looking back, I mean, it's, you don't want to get thrown out. And all I did was, you know, I threw him a fastball on 3-1 right down the middle. And he flips his bat like he walks.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just being the fucking tough guy or whatever, you know, the next pitch, he pops it up. And all I said was up. Yeah, I looked at him when I said it, and I guess it pissed him off. So,
well, anyway, you dealt. I mean, my overall point was, you go back to that game, and you like that was that. If there was one game that says this is what you need from an ace to get you through a postseason, to me, I always remember that one. I do.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. And I think in this day and age, not to be like old man yelling at clouds, but that's what we're looking for. A couple of years ago, Eovaldi and Montgomery did it with the Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's just that feeling, that guy. So, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you miss it or not. I mean, when you watch it.
I miss a guy. No, I mean, I don't. You know, I don't miss the lead up to it. Like, actually being out there and having good stuff and feeling good, I miss that, of course. But, you know, those days got few and further away. You know, really, you know, year after year, you got fewer and fewer of those days where you really felt good. And, you know, and you had good stuff and you kind of knew what to do with it. It's just, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of scar tissue in there from, you know, mental and physical scar tissue in there. So, you know, yeah, I do miss feeling great and knowing what to do with it when you do, which, you know, with that adrenaline, generally speaking, when you got to October, between that and a steroid dose pack, you know, the prednisone, you can feel pretty good.
Game six, 2008, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That was the worst shot I ever had, trying to get a freaking cortisone shot in my fucking rib cage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Before the game?
It was the day before the game, yeah.
Oh,
we're just trying to get it. I mean, Tito was like, we'll just try whatever we can. And I can't even remember who brought that up, but we tried to do that, and I don't think it did anything. The Medrol dose pack worked better.
I just remember after, like, that game, you're like,
oof. I was done. I was like, if we moved on, like, they're going to have to do the rest of it without me.
Goes back to how awesome it is to be at the height of your powers, that moment where you're just like, they aren't touching me. And I mentioned, you know, you have 03. I mentioned 07. You obviously have a no-hitter, right? So, but I also come back to a game in Tampa, right, that you were just unbelievable. I mean, all I remember is the Bruins. Was it the Bruins or the Celtics? Someone clinched that night. The Celtics won, like, the championship that night. But you were just dealing. It was there one moment where you're like, I don't care. It can be anybody in the history of baseball. They're not touching me.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like when you're young and you don't have all that scar tissue, like 03, I mean, I certainly felt like, and maybe it was like a buildup because I pitched so well down the stretch. And then, you know, I mean, and it wasn't just me. I mean, like I said, there was a lot of people that got me to be in those situations to be able to pitch those games. I mean, I feel like for sure whenever you're young, I mean, you're just going out there going, I mean, here it is, guys. Like, I know I was just in high school a couple years ago, but, you know, we're coming at you because I just don't have that scar tissue. Almost like, you know, you talk to professional golfers about putting, and it's like the reason that they get the yips putting is because they have a lot of scar tissue from little putts that ended up missing, you know. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the more of those you have in your little piggy bank of shitty things. And, you know, you can't just erase those things. Now, you know, you can go to a psychologist or whatever, and he can try to get you to where you don't think about stuff like that. But, you know, but you watch these kids, you know, we got some really good golfers around here that, man, they'll get behind a green with a downhill chip and they'll hit like a flop shot, like just with quick hands. And it's like, people be like, how does he do that? I say, he's got no scar. He never bladed that ball 150 yards over the green. I have. Like, I can't hit that shot with a clear mind because I know what happens when I belly a 60-degree wedge and it goes flying into the woods. But he's never done that. So he just goes to whacking. And I'm like, that's a good example of, you know, being young and, I mean, I guess dumb, you know. It's not dumb, though. It's just you don't know any better. So, you know, you just kind of do it.
It's awesome. You know, but that's what makes it good. Like, that's what, you know, you go back to when you threw the no-hitter to the Dodgers. I mean, that's, you had all that scar tissue built up, right? And you still found.
Then it was like all this. It was like, I literally was a thumber. And it was a good thing. I needed to do that because I was just kept beating my head against a brick wall trying to throw 93, 94. Because my 93, 94 was still reading on the gun, 93, 94. But Roger Clemens told me this years ago, when you get older, you lose a foot on your fastball. He didn't say anything about speed. Mm. You don't lose any speed, really. You might lose a little bit of speed, but even your 93, 94, you lose a foot on it. It's the extension. You know, now they got all this, you know, these cameras. And,
I mean,
they started that at the end of my career with the Dodgers. I mean, they had a TrackMan every time I threw a bullpen. And this was right at the beginning of all this. I mean, they knew where my extension was. They knew, like, how my pitches were going to play against teams before I even started. I mean,
you were kind of the beginning of the Dodgers, kind of like this iteration of the Dodgers, right? Was Friedman there when you were still there?
No, it was still Stan. Damn, nice guy. I can't remember his last name.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. We had a trainer named Stan Conti, and then we had Stan. He was the president.
Stan Kasten?
Yeah, Stan Kasten.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the president, and he kind of oversaw a lot of the day-to-day stuff. But yeah, I mean, it was just weird, like seeing all. And now I think they've even taken it further, and like they know more. Like pit, they call it pit shapes, and they never said that to me. But like with that track man, they could track all that stuff, and they knew like if you didn't match up well with somebody, you know, they would have somebody come in and tell you like, hey, you know, this is kind of what should be your game plan for this game. I mean, it's crazy, like the stuff that they have now.
Yeah, I
mean,
well, I would have loved to see all that, those contraptions hooked up to you. You know, early, like let's go back to any of these games that we're talking about, because I said this, Josh, about, I remember Papelbon when he first came up, like that jump he had at the last 5 feet, and like, mm-hmm. how does that happen? Like, what is going on? And now we know
that's all we called it. We just called it jump.
Right.
Like, we didn't know what it was.
Right. Now it's spin, like spin rate. We obviously know why it does it. But and you kind of had the same thing. I mean, you had the big curveball, but you had the jump on the fastball too. And like, okay, well, why is that happening? Why is he able to do that? And I bet another thing is you had that. I mean, maybe I'm misremembering, but you also had great extension too. Like you came way out here, right?
I think I did, but see, and I think that's where when I talk about Clemens talking about losing a foot, I think when I was with the Dodgers, I had lost some of that. And that's where I think you lose that the 93 mile an hour fastball, instead of you letting it go out here, you know, you let it go maybe 3 inches before that with, you have a little less extension, and that's where you lose that. So,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Who knows? Like I said, I've never had a track man do me before, so I didn't have a baseline on all that stuff.
Oh, but now you have it. Now
it's
you
interesting
just have
as hell to me.
You just have it in golf now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was you got to live the life like this, is sort of spinning it to the here and the now, but obviously the Dodgers are different than when you went there, but you lived that life, man. Like you were, all you knew was Texas and East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you went to L.A.
And now we love L.A. We go out to Manhattan Beach and vacation every summer. We just fell in love with it. It's nice and slow paced out there. I mean, I'm not saying actually downtown L.A. is. You can get into whatever you want to in downtown L.A., but just outside of downtown L.A. in Manhattan Beach, it is phenomenal. I mean, it's just – nobody talks about politics. You go to badass restaurants, eat friendly ass people. You got the beach right there, which I like to go down to the beach, but I ain't stepping in there because a piece of seaweed touches my foot. It turns into a raging fucking sprint back to shore because that's definitely a shark.
When you went to LA, did you know any of this? Or, I mean, obviously everyone was that's looking to get out in 2012.
Yeah.
And you, by the way, I think maybe it was the last time you were on the podcast. I don't know. It was after the Houston no-hitter. You told this great story about the how you Carl Crawford like didn't want to go because he had to pay the taxes.
No, he wanted to go. He wanted to go, and I had a no-trade clause.
He would pay your taxes, right?
Yeah, he told me.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
Would pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Because we were just playing a joke. I mean, I had already told Ben Sherrington that we were good, but I said, hey, let me play this little joke. It was me, Adrian Gonzalez, playing a little joke on Carl because Carl's like, man, let's get up out of here. And I'm like, man, Carl, I don't know, man, them taxes. He goes, fuck, I'll pay your taxes.
So I sat down with Ben earlier this season. And one of the other stories he had from that was they had to literally get Carl off the operating table. Like he had just had Tommy John. They had to wait for him to come out of anesthesia.
Oh gosh.
But my point is when you went to it's like, hey, listen, you had no idea. And again, this is what I'm talking about. Everyone talks about, how awesome it is to play with the Dodgers. I just talked to Joe Kelly about this, about how the Dodgers are. It's not only that they pay money, but it's just they do a lot of things right, man. So it must have been cool, because you didn't know what you were getting into, right?
I read something the other day, and the Red Sox certainly don't fit in this, like the bottom part of this story. But I read something the other day when they're talking about, baseball needs a salary cap. I think maybe Jeff Passan or somebody wrote an article about if this doesn't show you that whatever the article. I didn't read the article anyway, but somebody said in a comment or something. It was like, no, the Dodgers are not the problem. It's the bottom tier teams that just keep collecting the revenue sharing and they don't put it back onto the field. Those people are the problem. Mm. And like I said, the Red Sox don't fit into that. I think everybody knows which teams do.
Sure.
And I get it. You play in a small market, but how much money is your organization worth? And I think that I'm not speaking for the Dodgers owners. I know all of them. They're great guys. They're having a great time with this. This was what they set out to do. I was there this summer, and they were like, hey, you want to come down and see what we did to the clubhouse? I said, man, y'all just redid it at the end of my career. They spent a crazy amount of money between my first and second year, or the year that I got traded there, and then my second year. They redid it all. I mean, we had top of the line stuff.
They're putting the money back in.
They redid it again.
Yeah.
6-7 years later.
Yep.
So it's like that's why people want to go there because we used to have roundtable meetings with the Red Sox when I was there, and it would be Larry Lucchino and Tom Warner, and there would be a couple of the players that would go in there. And I remember Mike Timlin telling me that he walked into one of those meetings and he said, the first thing I want to bring up are these meetings, because every time they wanted heaters in the bullpen. And they couldn't get it. And it's freezing cold there in April. It's freezing cold there in the playoffs. And that's all they wanted. And they never did it. Throughout my whole tenure there, when the bullpen guys were asking for that in that roundtable meeting every year. They may have done it now, But Mike Tomlin literally went into the one of those meetings and said, the first thing I want to bring up are these roundtable meetings because we don't get shit done in them.
Well, I'm glad you brought that. So I just had on Brock Holt, and we were talking about this exact thing. He's like, hey, listen, they made a room for Shohei Ohtani to take a nap in, right? Like, good for them. Like, they're putting the money back in. And I said, you know what? You know what reminds me? When Daisuke Matsuzaka came, you know what they put in? They put in a bidet. Right?
Yeah. Right. They did. They sure did. Yeah. And it was just the toilet seat that went over top of the toilet. It wasn't the actual toilet itself.
Oh, really?
Like, they could have got one of those badass toilets, but it was just the toilet seat.
Well, speaking of which, this is good memories. Because I remember I always had fun, man, with talking to you. And, you know, through the good times and the uncomfortable times, we always had a good relationship. But I remember that they took the ice cream machine out of the clubhouse. And you said, come over. I want you to write a story how I'm going to demand to be traded if they don't put the ice cream machine back. So
they did put the ice cream machine back.
Yeah, they did. It did. So, yeah, man, it's just good. It's funny that you mentioned I want to come back to, like, the scar tissue thing, because yesterday in golf, you follow the Ryder Cup, all that stuff?
I didn't follow it this year, no.
Okay. Well, Keegan
– I was somewhere, though. That's why. Usually, yes, I'll be up.
Yeah, it's just like Keegan Bradley. You know Keegan Bradley, the yeah. I mean, he was the captain. And he got up.
He's from Boston, right?
Yeah. And I went up to this event, and it was the first time he's talking about this. He picks the team. It just blows up. And he's like, this is the worst moment of my life. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, really? Like, it's going to live with me forever. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you go through all that stuff. He'll realize this. Like, this is all you talk about, the scar. But the scar tissue is a thing that you look back at and say, like, we've just rattled off about 10 different things, some good stuff, some bad stuff, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what
it's
makes
part of life.
Right. Yeah, it's good. Like, I just think that, you know, that what you represent is, yeah, you had ups and downs, but you also had, like, this is what a baseball player, this time of year, as we go into the World Series, this is the type of guy that you want. This is the guy that you want. So, anyway, I'm just here to build you up.
I appreciate it. Yeah. It's like every time, like, that's why I feel like in baseball, people tell you that when you're young, you know, and it's veteran guys, coaches, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low. Well, it's the same thing with life. Like, something will happen, and my wife will be like, man, why does this keep happening? I said, honey, this is the way life's going to be. It's going to just keep coming at you.
Yeah.
Like, anytime. That's why you don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low either, because just around the corner, there's a high coming and then there's a low coming. It's just the way it is. It just keeps coming at you no matter what, whether it's deaths in the family or people getting cancer. It's, you know, yeah, I mean, shit, you've been through it, you know, longer than I have. It's the way it is. I think it's the way it's supposed to be too.
I tell people
this all the time. I love – people say, where was your favorite place to play? I said, I love where I played for each part of my career for the time it was. Like, I don't know that you get to play in Boston, really, if you just go there for 3 years and you win a World Series and you go to another World Series and maybe you make the playoffs the other year. Until you go there for 6, 7, 8 years and you see the good – which are great, unbelievable. There's not a better place to win. And you also see the bad. Then you played in Boston. It's hard for me to quantify that to people, but I didn't enjoy the bad times, but I feel like it was part of the journey of playing in Boston. Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
And I don't know that if I'd have just got out of there and not had to do any of that stuff, I'm not sure I'd look at it the same way. Because, and I think it prepared me for life after baseball too. You, like I said, with the ups and downs, it's just the way it goes.
And I'll tell you this, and I mean it. When I, to this day, you go to a Red Sox game, you go to a game at Fenway Park, I always see Beckett jerseys. Like, I always see Beckett jerseys. And I think that what that speaks to is what you represented, like that I come back to sort of what I'm talking about how, yeah, like we like when players go on runs. We like when players are good. We like, sure, that's great. And who knows, maybe this kid, for instance, for Toronto, who's like a couple of years out of high school himself, Trey Savage, maybe we're going to be looking back and telling the same stories or whatever. And, and in 20 years, they'll be wearing your Savage jerseys. But like what we know was what you were in Boston. And that's what people still like. There is nobody, even though it didn't end well, right? There was nobody who is going to say, hey, don't give me that Josh Beckett jersey because I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to wear it because that represents the good. Like, so, like, yeah. That's the, to me, that's the coolest thing. And that's, and I really didn't even think about this till now about the jersey thing, but I'm telling you, man, like, a lot of them.
Are they the home jerseys without the name on them? Because they could be somebody else's. Maybe they're Fred Lynn jersey.
they're not the old polyesters. No. the road jerseys that you guys had to wear for the rest, those were like, oh god,
the blue ones or the gray ones.
It was like this had like the most, I mean, this basically taped the letters on, you know. Yeah, anyway,
and they were thick. When I got to LA, they had the thinnest jerseys. Like, really? You can wear them without an undershirt, which Kershaw did sometimes. Like, he would literally, if it was hot outside, he'd pitch without an undershirt on.
Yeah.
And he'd go through two or three jerseys a game. I mean, it was crazy. But, yeah, I don't feel like we had those. And it may have just been the time. Maybe when I got to L.A., they had the – that's when they came out with those thinner jerseys. Like, we couldn't even get the thick, like, real jerseys. Like, the ones that I have framed, like, you couldn't even get those in L.A. Like, see, they just had – your jersey's hanging there.
That's the type of stuff nobody knows. The evolution of the Dodgers. You were in the middle of it.
It was all about those jerseys. Now that ownership I'm telling you, is they're awesome. You know, they do. I mean, they do whatever. It doesn't matter. If it costs them a couple million bucks for them to take another plane to wherever they're going, so that everybody can be, they're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I mean, it's just, and I get it. I mean, you got to look at, you know, the bottom line. I mean, they're running a business at the same time, but I don't think that they look at that all that much. I think that they're invested in something, and their investment is growing, and that's good enough for them.
And they're putting the money back in more than doubt. And I bet they do. They would put heaters in the bullpen. last thing is, so I probably know the answer. Who do you got in the World Series?
Oh, come on. You know, it's crazy. So I got this text a lot the last 2 days with Toronto and everybody's wondering, like, who do you want? Whatever. And I wanted Toronto to win because I thought that was the only way we were going to get a good series, like a good World Series. Mm-hmm. The answer to your question is the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But now I can't take my family to the World Series because I wasn't looking deep enough into this. If Seattle would have won, the Dodgers would have had the 2 weekends, and then they would have been in Seattle in the middle of next week. And so now I'm kicking myself in the ass for rooting for the Blue Jays.
Wow. And,
but it is what it is. So I think I'm going to go out for a couple days, but I can't take the kids and all that stuff.
All right. Well, make sure you let me know because it's a good time.
Dodgers in five.
Dodgers. Oh, wow. It's the second Dodgers in five I've got today.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a joke.
I don't think they're going to sweep. I just don't. I think Toronto's going to win one at home. I don't know if they're cheating. You know, I know that there's been some, and I had plenty of those questions when I pitch, and I'd give up 8 and 2 runs in 2 innings pretty much every start up there. Mm. It was so bad one time. I told this story not too long ago, too. I think it was when they were beating the shit out of the Yankees. People asked me, or I was talking to somebody about it, and I'm like, yeah, I felt like they were fucking cheating when I was up there, too, because, I mean, it didn't matter. I literally would, every time I pitched up there, it got so bad that Tito actually skipped a start there for me. I was going good at that time, and he literally made me pitch like they had an off day, so I pitched the next series first day.
Really?
Because it was so bad. Yeah, I mean, I bet my ERA is like 12 there. And, I mean, I remember thinking the same thing. I'm calling Kevin Millar, like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, am I tipping my pitches? Or, you know, and then we start getting like intel that they got somebody in the outfield and shit.
In the hotel room.
Yeah, like telling them what's coming, and I'm like, yeah, that's probably it. Anyway, and then I'd pitch against them at home, and I'd shove for 7 innings.
Well,
like 5 days later.
You have any tattoos?
No.
None?
None, not one.
You know, I got my first one.
Yeah, why wouldn't you try that at 59 years old?
Oh, 50. Easy, I'm not there. What's wrong with you? I'm three years shy. Because I told Joe Kelly, I said, if you win the World Series, will you get a baseballs and boring tattoo? And he's only if this guy, Mr. Cartoon and out LA would do it. It's a famous guy. So we got it. So right here, boom. Right. So
went with the soft spot though.
Oh yeah.
They say that's a painful spot.
Yeah.
There.
Well, I'm not go hard or go home. Like so. Oof. Yeah, I would show you. It's not. It's a whole. But it's.
Should have got a neck tat, which just says bye to the corporate world. Like, just get the neck tat. Love that one.
With a QR code to the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would see, because I've been asking them. Now I ask guys, I say, like, Kopech and Anthony Banda, these guys, I say, hey, if you win the World Series, will you get a tattoo? And they're say, baseballs and boring tattoo. And they're like, yeah. So they're all in. So I was going to say, like, hey, if you want to get a tattoo, but I get it. You're like, no.
No, I'm good.
So you're good. Hey, listen, you got enough going on. All right, man.
Football practice here a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Awesome.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.